2 and 50 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 218X, American State Trials. There was a lot of blood on the floor spouting out. Cross-examined, Duffy was short in the metal room on the machine opposite Mary Fagan's machine. The pencil company took a written statement from me, signed by me, to keep the fellow from suing the company. I saw my signature this morning. I have never told you I signed that statement. Arthur Pride worked on the second floor of the factory. On Saturdays, I work all over the factory, doing anything that is necessary, until about 4:30. I have never seen any women come up there and see Mr. Frank, or any drinking going on there, or seen Jim Connolly sitting and watching the door. Jim Connolly's general character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examined. No, I ain't a high-class nigger, but I am a different grade from him. Daisy Hopkins. I am a married woman. I worked in the factory. Mr. Frank never spoke to me when he would pass. I never did speak to him. I have never been in his office drinking beer, Coca-Cola, or anything else. I know Dalton. I never visited the factory with him. I have never been to the factory on Saturday. I never introduced him to Mr. Frank. There isn't a word of truth in that. I have never gone down in the basement with Dalton. Cross-examined. Mr. Smith got me out of jail. Somebody told a tale on me. That's why I was put in jail. They accused me of fornication. I was never tried. Laura Atkinson. I have been in Mr. Dalton's company 3 times. I never met him at the Busy Bee Cafe. I have never walked with him to or from the pencil company. Mrs. Minnie Smith. I work at the pencil factory. I never met Dalton or walked home with him. I don't know him. I know Mr. Frank. I have spoken to him 6 times in the 4 years I worked there. V.S. Cooper, W.T. Mitchell, O.A. Nix, Samuel Craig, B.L. Patterson, Robert Craig, Ed Craig, T.E. Ambrose, J.P. Byrd, J.H. Patrick, and I. M. Hamilton testified that they lived in Gwinnett or Walton County, that they used to know C.B. Dalton before he left Monroe in Walton County, that his general character for truth and veracity is bad, and that they would not believe him on oath. R.L. Bauer. In the summers of 1909-1910, I worked at the National Pencil Company on Saturdays. Since then, I have worked off and on at the factory on Saturdays. I was up at the office on the Saturday afternoon before Mr. Schiff went away. Mr. Holloway, Mr. Schiff, Mr. Frank, and the office boy were there. I never saw any women in Mr. Frank's office on Saturdays. Cross-examined. I have always found Mr. Schiff there on Saturday afternoons, except when he was off on his trip. I saw Mr. Frank in his office on the 4th Saturday in January. Gordon Bailey. I work at the factory. I am called Snowball. I never saw Jim Connolly talk to Mr. Frank on the Friday before the murder. I have never heard Mr. Frank ask Connolly to come back on any Saturday. I have never seen